Hello, this is Joey Atala. Today I'll be interviewing Cam Burke, a freshman at Northeastern University. Before we get started, Cam, do you mind consenting to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project today?
I do consent to being a part of the COVID-19 Archive Project.
Okay, and if you will, can you please state the current date and time?
It is September 20th at 4:21 p.m.
Okay. Let's get started. So what were your initial thoughts about the coronavirus, I guess, before the big outbreak?
So my initial thoughts were that it was like, you hear the classic excuse that it'll just be like the common cold or like It's not anything to worry about. I distinctly remember having a conversation with one of my teachers, and it was like, that's how we opened class. I feel like the beginning of every class, the week of, like around like March 11th, like a couple days before school got shut down on March 13th, I feel like everyone was talking about the virus and saying that, like, oh, we won't actually close, and but it was something that everyone talked about being such something that wouldn't affect us in any way. And then and I feel like we just didn't have a sense of how large this
I think a lot of people had that. But in that case, when did it kind of hit you that this was going to be a real issue?
I think it seemed like it finally hit me when the governor of Massachusetts, Governor Baker, announced the closure of all schools in Massachusetts. I think that was in like the middle of May. I remember it was like a big monumentous thing, a big announcement that, 'cause by then we were doing like a lot of remote learning, but it was a large announcement that we have to do that for the rest of the year. And
So that quarantine was a pretty long period of time. So how did it impact you personally? Like, what did you miss out on?
So one experience that I missed out on was I was supposed to work this summer at a summer camp. That summer camp did not run because a lot of it was in-person activities and a lot of moving and mixing of groups. And at that time, it was identified that children were at a higher risk of getting coronavirus, and also they had harsher symptoms, and so it just wouldn't have been safe to put any campers or counselors in that situation. And so, but fortunately for me, I got to work with the same group of people, and I got to promote our virtual camp activities. And so I worked with the camp director and created a Facebook and Instagram marketing campaign to promote our virtual activities on Zoom. And there was also some of our counselors made YouTube videos to have the kids interact with, so where they could have the same camp experience while from home and in a safe environment, which was I thought a great great example and a great
And if you don't mind me asking, how did you feel about that transition to a virtual work experience, especially with something like a summer camp that is so reliant on in-person, like, contact and connection?
I think it was difficult because you didn't have the same feeling. You didn't have, like, the same reaction of seeing working with kids face-to-face. But as a teenager and someone who is so used to using this technology and like working with Facebook and Instagram and YouTube, it was easy for, you could tell the difference between, it was easy for the younger like counselors, but like the camp directors who were like maybe like middle-aged, it was harder for them to get into the groove of using all of this new technology. I think this generation is definitely lucky to have grown up with the internet and using all of our resources. And so this transition to a very virtual society is is almost second nature, which I think is great.
I think a lot of us in the younger generation forget that we have that privilege of being tech savvy and accustomed to such a advanced lifestyle. So I guess I'll finish off with, what do you miss most about pre-COVID life?
Something I miss the most is the face-to-face interactions. But now we just call them mask-to-mask interactions. But there's definitely a different feeling you get when talking to someone and like interacting with someone. Especially when I worked with younger kids, you had a gut feeling when, but I definitely do miss like seeing people, and especially like being a university student. I think a lot of the social opportunities just aren't the same on virtually, and so I think in-person social activities is one thing that I miss the most. Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for sharing your experiences today, Cam. I'm sure the COVID-19 Archive Project will love it.
Thank you.